Hi, I'm David Gristwood from Microsoft, and I'm here with David Chappell, an independent analyst. I've caught him in the middle of a world tour in which he's been talking about Windows Azure to both enterprise and ISVs. And what I'd like to do is have a little chat with him and explore some of the issues that he's come across in his discussions. So, David, you've talked to two different audiences, both enterprises and ISVs, people who make their living from software. I guess they're two very different audiences and their needs or requirements are somewhat different.
They're very different audiences. They're almost disjoint audiences, I have found. For ISVs, you're commonly building a SaaS application, software as a service. Your application has to be very scalable, very reliable, very secure, because you're being used potentially by customers around the world or around your country. It's a technical issue, and so those people with Azure will frequently build on the PaaS, platform as a service, aspect of Azure. Enterprises, on the other hand, have really different requirements and different needs from Azure. Enterprises aren't typically building apps with that kind of massive scale. Now, sometimes they do. Sometimes they address customer-facing apps. But often they're building apps that are employee-facing, don't need that scale. And enterprises use Azure for things like storage, simple block storage in blobs, or potentially disaster recovery. These scenarios are much more about IaaS, infrastructure as a service. And so the two groups really are quite different, and I have quite different conversations with each of them.
So could we pick up a little bit and talk about both those conversations and what's different? So let's start with the CSP cloud service vendor, people who are making their living from selling software and services on the web. What things do they need to be concerned about in building for this new public cloud model? What do they need to care about? What do they need to get into their head?
They've got to get into their head how different this is from what they've done before. If you're an existing vendor selling on-premises software, you build applications that run in customer data centers and are used by customers at one site at a given time. If you're building a SaaS application, you're building an app that's going to be used by potentially all your customers at once. And so again, as I said a minute ago, the scale changes enormously. The reliability changes. What that means is interesting, because in practice what it means is that your app must be built in a stateless way, so that you wind up, just as Windows Azure PaaS all but forces you to do, putting all the state in external storage, such as Windows Azure Blobs, Windows Azure Tables, and so on. So that scalability, that reliability, lead to differences in how you manage state in your app and how you store that state. You might use relational storage, like SQL Database. You might also use Blobs or Windows Azure Table Storage, which is a NoSQL solution. And so all of those things, I think, are differences, substantial differences, from how they have been building apps for the on-premises world.
So that requires them to think about, you know, things in a very different fashion. Now, for enterprises, it's going to be very different. It's typically, I guess, going to be applications that are for internal use, their line of business applications. They're an evolution of what the company might do today. How have such companies started working and looking at public cloud offerings like Azure?
Well, here's the thing. If you're an ISV, you build apps. That's what you do. If you're an enterprise, you run apps. You build some apps. But a large share, the majority of your IT spending, is about running apps. And so for enterprises, seeing the public cloud, they look at it and they say, well, gee, with Azure, I could build some new apps, but I can also make my existing infrastructure more effective, especially less expensive. And so the notion that cloud platforms are solely about building apps, that's erroneous. The truth is, they're also about running apps, storing data, and other things. So for enterprises, what I see most often is two scenarios that drive them to begin using public cloud platforms. Not the only choices, the most common ones. One of them is blob storage, putting a lot of binary data in cheap blobs in Windows Azure. And the second one is using VMs on demand, IaaS VMs, for development and test. Those two things, from what I've seen, are the most popular entry points into the public cloud platforms like Windows Azure for enterprises.
Now, in the enterprise, when they're looking at those scenarios, I'm guessing issues like security, regulatory stuff, return on investment, these are all discussions that people must have. How do they typically go?
You are guessing correctly. In every conversation I've ever had with anybody, especially enterprises, about public cloud platforms, security is always a concern. But the reality is that people should not be concerned about security. Rather, this is a trust issue. People are used to running their own data center and thus worrying about things like whether the ports are right on their firewall or how their disaster recovery is going to work. In a public cloud platform, you can't control those things. You can't even see them. The vendor will give you descriptions of how they're going to do disaster recovery. You got to believe them. The reality is it's about trust. And so this is a big reason why the two simple scenarios I mentioned earlier of blob storage and VMs on demand for dev test are common entry points for enterprises. They allow them to get started, to build trust, to get value right away. I think over time, we're going to see substantial trust built and more things done in the enterprise. But initially, the challenge is to get started and to build trust. Regulatory issues can also be a concern, although I think often less than people actually worry about. And finally, it's common for enterprises to think first about moving their app to the public cloud. Run my mess for less, they say. But the truth is, it's often, at the moment, very hard to construct a compelling ROI argument for doing this. And the reason is, you can always see your cloud prices, but very few enterprises know what it costs to actually run their apps on premises. And if you ask your IT people, they will lie to you because they want to, you know, protect their own world. And so I think over time, we'll see lots and lots and lots of enterprises run more and more and more of their stuff on public cloud platforms like Windows Azure. But I don't see most enterprises starting there today.
Now, can I pick up on that financial discussion and take it back to cloud service vendors and the like? Because I know you've had a lot of conversations about whether for those folk leading on the technology or the business model is key. What's your advice there?
If you're an existing ISV selling an on-premises software product, then you really ought to look at SaaS, because SaaS is probably going to impact you in some way. But when you do, the thing to realize is that, yeah, building a SaaS application requires technology change. I mentioned that earlier, the idea of building stateless applications and so on. That's important. Even more important, however, an even bigger change is the business model change. When you go from an on-premises ISV selling on-premises software to a cloud services vendor, a CSV selling SaaS, so many things change about your business model. I would suggest that it's easier to fail by getting your business model wrong than it is getting your technology wrong.
Now, in any sort of disruptive phase in an industry like the computing industry, there do tend to be both winners and losers. Now, so far we've been talking about the very positive side of things and the new advantages and the benefits. Are there any downsides to this revolution? What could we be looking at there?
There surely are winners and losers. In the ISV slash CSV world, we're going to see some established on-premises ISVs get shoved aside by successful SaaS vendors. I'm sure we are. It's happening already. In the enterprise, as enterprises learn to trust, handle regulatory issues, as they do move more and more of their applications onto public cloud platforms like Windows Azure, then it is the case that they're going to need fewer on-premises people. Developers? No. Developers build apps on-premises, on the cloud platforms, doesn't matter. But if you're an Exchange administrator and your whole career is built on installing, administering, managing Exchange servers on-premises, you have 5 years left, maybe 10. But you've got no long-term future because email is going to the cloud really fast. If you ever thought that a single set of skills would see you through your entire career, you were wrong anyway. People who don't like change should not work in technology. Now, between those two poles, developers who will do fine and Exchange admins who don't have a great future, there's a lot more IT admin people. I think as enterprises move their world into public cloud platforms over the next 10 years, we'll see that group decline slowly over time. Not precipitously, not quickly, but over time, I think the role of IT admin is bound to shrink in some ways.
David, thank you very much indeed.
Always a pleasure to talk, David. Thanks.